Hello, and welcome to episode 0 of Christian Ambassador Training. My name is David Gilmore. I am a writer and speaker with Legati Christi. I'm calling this episode 0 because this is kind of like a prequel, so to speak, to all the things that are coming. Kind of an introduction, I guess. On this channel or podcast or whatever you happen to be listening to this on, my plan is to put out lessons on topics that will make the case for the Christian worldview and to strengthen your trust in God and also to help more clearly articulate what it is that we believe as Christians. This is what I'm calling ambassador training. And the reason I call it that is Paul calls us that in his letter to the Corinthians. He calls us ambassadors because once you start following Jesus, you are now one of his representatives. To every non-Christian that you run into, you are going to represent Jesus, so we want to do it well, right? If you're not a believer yet and you're looking to explore who Jesus was and what he taught, then there's also room for you here, so stick around. In these lessons, we'll be examining what Christians believe, as well as giving reasons for why they ought to believe it. The mission of Legati Christi is to train or to equip ambassadors for Christ. Legati Christi means ambassador for Christ in Latin. We are the king's representatives. We do represent a king and we are his representatives, so we want to represent him well. And the mission of Legati Christi comes from two different mandates found in the Bible. The first is from 1 Peter 3:15, where it says that we must be ready to give a defense or give reasons or make the case for what we believe. And we need to do it with gentleness and respect. In Matthew 28:19-20, this is where Jesus tells the disciples to go make more disciples of all the nations. And making disciples doesn't just mean evangelizing. It doesn't mean standing on the corner and preaching. The goal isn't to get one person to, you know, say some kind of a sinner's prayer and then say they accept Jesus and then move on to the next person. That's not what making disciples is. Making disciples involves teaching and learning and becoming a follower, a lifelong follower, a lifelong learner. This is what disciple making is. So that is the enterprise that we are into here is disciple making. This whole idea that I'm about to go on started with a class that I created for one of my kids. She's not really one of my children, but she might as well be. I've known her for most of her life, and she's been a major part of our family for most of her life. She texted me one time and said she wanted to do a Bible study, and this I had been formulating a plan in my head for a long time on a class that I wanted to teach. So I took the opportunity to do that, and what I did was develop lessons that we went through, and they were replete with PowerPoint presentations and other multimedia and lessons and things like that. And I developed those along with her. I wanted to then turn around and share them with others. I wanted people to take the benefit, or I wanted people to reap the benefit of all the hard work that I had put into doing these things and be able to use them themselves. And a lot of the material that I put into that class came from this sense that I had been getting about Christians lacking a lot of foundational knowledge on what Christians ought to believe and why they should believe it. And it would be easy for me to take a scolding tone and kind of wag my finger and say, you know, shame on you. Why? You ought to know better. You should know this by now. That would be very easy to do, and we certainly as Christians have a tendency to do that kind of thing and wag our fingers at one another. But, you know, I try to take an understanding approach because I get it. You know, life is busy and we don't put a lot of emphasis on learning these days. And not all of us, you know, life is busy. We have jobs, we have kids, we have places we have to have the kids. We don't all have time to pour through big theological tomes or hours of lectures to learn all it is that we need to know. We can't possibly learn everything sitting in a sermon that's 40 minutes long once a week. It is wrong for us to think that the pastor can give us our full education. We need to supplement that somehow as Christians. And that's what I'm trying to do here, supplement our education and our knowledge of who God is with some of these lessons. But despite life being busy, we still need to learn these things. And we still need to know certain things about who God is and what his plan for humanity is. And you know what? It's never been easier in this day and age to learn. So over the next several months, I'll be releasing these lessons that I've developed through the class that I've been teaching. The class is essentially a study of systematic theology, and that may be a big word, but all it really means is, what does the whole Bible say about a given topic? And it'll also be mixed with apologetics, which is being able to give reasons or defense for the Christian worldview, and we'll also put in philosophy as well. And each of these lessons will consist of a short video and a written article and downloadable slide presentation. I want to give you this bundle so that you can take it offline or put it in your notes or whatever, so you can have it at your disposal whenever you want to come back to it. If you're listening to this on the podcast feed or on the audio feed, I would encourage you to actually check out the videos that will be posted on YouTube, and there'll actually be a downloadable copy on the website as well. Because in the videos, I'll be actually going through the presentations, and you can see that being done in real time. These lessons are going to be ideal for any Christian who wants to learn more about what they believe, but maybe you don't have the time to take for some kind of a formal class, or maybe your church doesn't offer a class like this. Maybe you're a Sunday school teacher and you're looking for some material to teach your class on doctrine and foundational issues. Maybe you already have a solid theological foundation, but you don't have the time to pull these resources together to make slide presentations, and you just want to use these in your teaching. Don't be turned off by terms like systematic theology or philosophy or apologetics. These are all kind of important sounding words. But remember who I said my audience was. My audience is people who are looking to have their questions answered, people who are looking to go a little deeper into what they believe or what they've been hearing or what they've been reading, people who have lives and jobs and families and don't have time to necessarily take a formal class. These lessons are meant to introduce the various topics and hopefully encourage you to dig a little deeper on your own. It's not going to be exhaustive. I'm just going to touch on some of the basics of these things, and then there's people dedicate their entire lives to studying one of these topics, but that's not my intent here. My intent is just to give you kind of an introduction to some of these areas. And my writing isn't academic. My lessons aren't academic. I don't write for academia. These aren't peer-reviewed articles or videos or whatever. They're just me studying topics, pulling together ideas and thinking them through and writing them to share to other people. Because, you know, I get that these topics can be very intimidating, but I write for everyday Christians with regular jobs and regular lives because I have a passion for those kind of people, because that's who I am. I have a regular job. I don't get paid to do theology. I don't get paid to do apologetics. I make no money on the website. I have a regular job. I have kids and I have a family that I have to dedicate time to. So that's who I write for. You know, and we are the vast majority of Christians. The vast majority of Christians have had no formal education on Bible study or theology or apologetics. We are the vast majority of Christians, not the official theologians or the people with degrees. And that isn't to put those people down, because we certainly need them. We certainly need them to be writing so that we can learn. But we as regular folk are the main body of the church. So this is for us. And now, so far I may have made this sound like a purely intellectual pursuit, but it's more than that. And yes, I want to put knowledge into our minds, but while knowledge is part of it, and filling our minds with knowledge is part of it, if you don't put that knowledge to good use, it's just wasted time. It really is. And also, embarking on studies like this, it's actually a form of worship. It's just as much worship as prayer or singing songs to God. It's just like that. Coming to know God and learning more about Him is a form of worship. I mean, Jesus even says that. He says that one of the ways that He commands us to love God is with all of our minds. Because getting to know God is worship, is a form of worship. It's worshiping God, to want to know that person. So asking these questions and studying about who He is, this is a form of worship. And these types of studies are more than just knowing who God is. They help us in our day-to-day lives as well. They're very fulfilling. Like, for example, I look around at what a mess the world is in, and everyone thinks that the world ought to be better. And studying these topics has had a major impact on my life in these areas, because it's brought me a lot of clarity when the world seemed pretty crazy. And it's brought me a lot of comfort when I'm at my weakest, honestly. And it's also brought me hope when things seem pretty hopeless. Life doesn't suddenly get easier when you become a Christian. I mean, I would argue it gets even harder, because now you're swimming upstream of the culture. So you need more support. You need more foundation to trust in what you believe. So having a firm grasp on who God is and what his plans are, this should bring us a lot of peace and encouragement through some of those tough battles that we're going to face. And also, the theological and biblical state of the church is not good right now. Studies show that only 6% of people who profess to be Christians live a life consistent with the Christian worldview. When I mean consistent with the Christian worldview, I'm not talking about baptism. I'm not talking about worship music or communion. I'm talking about core doctrine. And again, I don't want to wag my finger at people. Maybe they haven't had the opportunity to learn these core issues. And that's what I want to offer, is these core issues to help people live a more consistently biblical worldview. Because if the church is Christ's bride and he's the bridegroom, the bride is not presentable right now. And so I hope to change that with these lessons. So if you're already thinking, though, Dave, I know this stuff, that's awesome. Because a lot of people know this stuff a lot better than me. Like I mentioned, there are people that have, you know, formal education and degrees in these areas. And that's fine. That's great. If this is you, if you have more training than I do, I hope that you can take these lessons then and put them to use in your work, because I'm sure you also have a busy schedule and maybe you can use them in some form or fashion. So if you have questions, if you want to go deeper into your knowledge of God, if you'd like to have resources to help you study these topics with others, if you want to build a strong foundation that will withstand the challenges that you're facing, then please sign up for my newsletter, subscribe to the podcast, subscribe to the YouTube channel, subscribe to all the social media stuff so you won't miss out when these are released. I'll have links to all that stuff in the video description and in the show notes. I'm excited to share these lessons with you, and I hope that you're equally as excited to become a better equipped ambassador for Christ.